Today's segment of the McGirt Show is sponsored in part by Credit Repair Education Services, celebrating 17 years of restoring, renewing, and rebuilding consumers' credit all over the nation. Check them out today. They're rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau with no complaints of helping people get their credit restored. You can check them out on Facebook.com, their free group, facebook.com/groups/HGLaw/CRESS, Credit Repair Education Services. You can also email them at CRESSServices@Outlook.com. Their local number is 910-813-8525. You can also check them out on YouTube.com/TheMcGirt. Check them out today. If you have issues with your credit, you owe it to yourself to give them a call. We want to welcome everybody to the McGirt Show today. Today is a very, very special episode of the McGirt Show, which I'm very proud. I'm very honored. Number one, we have just been renewed for a 13th season of the McGirt Show Global Media on blogtalkradio.com. Yippee, yay for that. And this is the 4th of July weekend edition where, as some of you that have followed the show for a number of years already know, the 4th of July is my birthday as well as my late mother's birthday. She was born July 4th, 1953. I was born July 4th, 1971, the first of seven children, and she had me on July 4th, 1971. So we're very happy. It's a very poignant moment for me. We lost our mom to stage 4 breast cancer back in 2014. So if you look at my Facebook, my Instagram, my Twitter, my LinkedIn, YouTube, we do a lot about combating the spread of cancer through early detection. So let me kind of explain about that a little bit too. We don't do any fundraising for research because research, and I don't want to write it off, but I want to be clear. There are a lot of people who would have never died from cancer spreading if they had got early screening. So what we do, whatever funds we raise, it goes towards advocating as well as advertising, promoting, and getting the word out that whether you're male or female, girl or boy, you get screened, you get your early detection done, you get your mammogram, your pap smear, for guys, your colon checked out. Don't wait till you're in your 40s and 50s. You get your colon checked out because the way the body is like this, and I'm no medical facility provider. However, you only get one body, and you got to take care of it. So I tell people, and nowadays for those who have an issue with somebody, you know, touching your private area, whether it's the front or the back or whatever it may be, for the men and well as women, you can do, they have the new test now that it's done through your bowel, and you can just slip it in a bag, seal it, send it to the lab, and they will determine by your bowel sample on the swab whether you are a candidate for colon cancer. That's why you see on my Facebook, for those of you that listen, you go to facebook.com/BobbyDarrellMcGirt, Instagram, The McGirt Show, all over the place, Twitter, Bobby Darrell McGirt, LinkedIn, Bobby Darrell McGirt. We always advocate. We do something. We actually have a page on my Facebook page, which is the main source of information that we solicit people. If you got any notices that they're going to be pre-screened in a community area, please send those in to us. And also I want to say that you can send them to The McGirt Show as well. The McGirt Show, T-H-E-M-C-G-I-R-T, show@outlook.com. And we will definitely put the word out if there's any pre-screening or early detection. I know with the pandemic going on during this time, people are very cautious about that. But once that is done, whether pre-screening, they're doing initiatives, to pre-screen, whether it's male or female, we will help get the word out. So now that we got it out of the way, today, this is something I don't normally do. I'm going to share some things with you that I feel some of you may not know, but I'm proudly sharing it, but yet humbly able to share with you that on this 4th of July, I will be 50 years old, and I have no problem being excited about it because I look at how so many people didn't make it to 40 years old. And I was one of the ones that I can say this 4th of July, I made it to be 50 years old. And what I want to do before we go into a broadcast that's already been taped, and I want to reminisce a little bit about the things that we've been I've been blessed to achieve, to do. And I hope that it will encourage you to do better. If you're out there whining and complaining, I didn't do this, I didn't do that, you know, I want you to understand that you can do it. You got to get up. You got to stop whining and stop expecting it to be entitled to you. Nobody owes you anything. You owe it to yourself to get up and fight. And I tell my colleagues a lot of times, I don't do pity parties. You know, a lot of times people want to come to me asking me advice, and I'm all for it. You know, if there's some constructive advice that I can do that will help you, but you got to do your part. You got to help yourself. Because a lot of people will drain you and keep coming to you asking you about stuff that they know what they got to do. You know you know the things you got to do to make your life better. And a lot of people want to play the game of victim. I don't do that either. You know, so you got to tighten up and get together with getting the best out of life. So as we share today with you on this special birthday version of the McGirt Show Global Media, I want to share with you some things that over the 13 years, just the 13 years I've been on the air, what we've been blessed to do and what I've been blessed to achieve and add to my resume. I want you to listen to this. This month, the McGirt Show Global Media celebrates 13 years on the air. Since the launch of the McGirt Show Global Media, I, along with the McGirt Show, became members of the White House Media Press Pool in April 2016 under President Obama administration. In addition to that, I received a letter of accommodation and commemoration of 25 years in community service outreach and ministry from President Barack Obama. In addition to that, I've had the opportunity to have two official inside tour visits to the White House under the Obama administration. And that's all documented on my social media, in my Facebook. I've got a documentation I had to have to go in. And now the McGirt Show Global Media is heard in third world nations as well as across the nation with major corporate media followers like Lincoln Motor Company, Salesforce Corporation of California, celebrities. We reach over 300,000 online listeners that are non-Blog Talk Radio account holders and over 3,000 fellow Blog Talk Radio account holders and podcasters that follow and tune into the McGirt Show Global Media. I want to thank every guest. If you came on the show, you shared your story, every sponsor, every advertiser, every alliance partner, and the entire McGirt Show Global Media team, because you played a part in making this a part of your world. I want to give a special shout out to back in over a year ago, we had the honor to be welcomed to Mr. Musa Dambela of the Youth and OIC of the Nation of Banjul in Gambia. They listen to the show every week, and we posted that as well on our Facebook page. He sent pictures showing the youth there that they listened to the McGirt Show all over in a third world country. And I want to say that it's called the Nation of Banjul, Gambia. And it's an overseas mission there for youth of that area. And they sent us a picture showing them sitting in attention to the show. What an honor. What an honor. Another situation we have, he's actually been on the show twice. We want to thank Mr. Tony Thompson from London, England, who's been one of our followers of the show, as well as a guest. He's a children's book author. He listens to the show in London, England. And so I like to commend my team. I would like to appreciate everybody that has stood by our side through the thick and the thin. I look at how, and I take into consideration how we haven't even had the opportunity to start out with a humongous budget. We started out with what I call a shoestring budget, and we're still here. We actually have outlasted a lot of the people that started out with us when we started out. And I mean, that's an honor. And I'm not bragging or glad that they didn't make it, but I'm glad we did. To be able to say you're 13 years and counting in the radio business, that what we do, I think that's a big achievement. a lot of laws started out, they had a big budget, you know, but they're gone. They're no longer producing. Some have a fantastic, some of them have gotten more probably big names on their show than I did, but it's over. You know, it's over. So I wanted to share that with you. And what I want to do, I want to leave you with a serious, awesome interview I did with Dr. Walter Sims, which I think summarizes my whole life in a way. And it was he does a show called Mr. Motivation with Dr. Walter Sims. And I want to take you into it. It's already in progress, and I want you to enjoy it. And again, I thank every one of you, every advertiser, every listener, every follower. If you reshared what we did, I thank you. Continue to do it. If you know someone out there that would make a great fit to be a character, a guest on the show, I want to be clear. We don't advocate any homophobic type rhetoric or political rhetoric or religious rhetoric. You can come on and talk about your faith that got you through a problem. What we do not allow, you will not come on here and bash nobody with your religion or your politics or your – this is about encouraging somebody and motivating people with the problem they're dealing with. And we also do a little bit if you are a business owner and you share how and what you do for the community to enrich the community, we're all for it. We want to hear from you. Bring it on. But that's what we're about. So I always make people aware of that. So if this is not your cup of tea, and we may not be the cup of tea for you, and you may not be the cup of tea for us, that's all well and good. That's called having a right to choose. Let's go into this segment of an interview I did with Dr. Walter Sims with the Morning Motivation.
Because you have promoted spot that you just wanted to close your doors and shut down the radio station and just pack your lunch and head up to the hill. And what has kept you going all this time for the box?
You know, you asked a very pivotal and very good question. But one thing that I believe, and I often say this to people who want to, they only hire me to mentor them in the social media and how to be good at it. You know, I think one of the biggest things you have to keep in mind, or should I say what has helped me maintain longevity as well as consistency, is when I started the McGirt Show 5 years ago, I never started a McGirt Show to outdo anybody. And I think what a lot of times what happens is people end up folding because when they get drained because they feel like they don't want to do it no more. Sometimes you have to go back and review, why did you really start it? And a lot of people who started out with me, they will realize I started because I knew it was my destiny. I knew it even when I was a teenager, I knew it when I was in my 20s. I can go back and pull my own report cards where the teacher would notate on my card I was most outspoken. I was always the person that even when I did my initial sermon, I remember the very first time my pastor at that time, they recorded and televised my sermons, and I did it like I've been preaching 20 years, but I was only like 20-some years old. And I don't want to sound, you know, in any way corny, but some things I think, it goes back to the passage of scripture that said, and I know you may be familiar with it, where it says, before I formed thee, I knew thee, and it talks about before a child is born, God already knows, you know, sometimes children are born with something from the womb.
Yes, sir.
And I think for me, I can say in answer to your question, I was born with two gifts, and I don't have no other gift. I was born to be a good listener, and I was born to be a good talker.
brother Bobby, I love that. you're at my attitude right now. And that's one of the things I do is help people figure out that, for the lack of a better word.
Chosen to come into ministry because I you know, there's no shortage of preachers. There's always preachers. You always have a preacher with a title, a role. And I grew up, I'm like you, I'm a church kid. I grew up in a church. I was nurtured by pastors. I wanted to be a lawyer because I loved the success that lawyers conveyed when I was growing up in school. And then when it became clear to me through prophecy and several confirmations, I waited until there was enough confirmation that I had no other choice but to say yes. I didn't do like a lot of folks. I didn't run. I didn't have God chase me down because there was reality. You can't run for so far from God. No, I am. Because at the end of the day, he's going to get done what he wants done. But I did wait. I waited until I knew that I knew there was enough confirmation from people who had no arterial motive. They had no hidden agenda. They didn't, many times it came through folks who didn't even know me personally, but God gave them a confirmation that you've got to go into the ministry. God has chosen you to bring, to be a vessel, to bring encouragement and deliverance to people. And so the very evening that I was sitting at the table, I asked God, just like I'm asking a great conversation with a regular person, I said, Lord, I need you to reveal to me why are you chosen, you selected me to go into ministry. And as I opened my Bible, the Bible fell open to Isaiah 61. I'll never forget it. And that was the scripture that I ministered on that night, and my subject was, I'm on the Lord's side. And I'll never forget it because not only did the Lord show up and show out, the Lord revealed to me what kind of ministry I had. In other words, he revealed to me I have a raw deliverance ministry when it comes to ministry. And what happened in the service was, as I made the altar call, the Spirit of the Lord fell in the house to the point I never laid a hand on nobody. People were slain in the Spirit. Even after I went out, I had got to my knees to walk off the stage and go change. When we look back at the video of the footage, my pastor had got up to wait. He had to wait almost 20 minutes for the Spirit of the Lord to die down because the people were in a praise, a worship to God. And that's when God let me know. God was proving to me, that's why I put you in that scripture. Let you know, I'm not sending you for titles or for prestige or wearing a particular robe or like people say now, vestments. I didn't do any vestments. I wore a suit of God. And God gave me Isaiah 61, for the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to set the captives free. I'm paraphrasing because I don't want to misquote from God's word. But it was like the first, I think it was the first seven passages of that scripture, Isaiah, I hope I'm quoting the right one. I think it was Isaiah 61. It's either 61 or 2, where it talks about, it opens up with the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. three times, and a member of the White House told me to pray for him.
Come on, dog. Come on, dog.
You know, I get all those tears in my face and a chill run down my spine when I look at, here you are looking at a little guy from North Carolina, the child of a single parent home, abandoned by his dad to meet one of the most greatest African-American presidents we've had thus far and be able to be confirmed. And for those that you don't believe me, you're welcome to go on my Facebook page. You can see the passes that are on my photo albums where they're signed by President Obama and Michelle Obama. Get confirming my date of arrival inside the White House, because you got to have that name like you did. It's in my photo album. I went from being abandoned by my dad, and later found out he was done the same way. His daddy was in his life. He lost his mom to breast cancer. I lost my mom to breast cancer. Her and I, we share the same book for our birthday. So my story, my journey within itself is almost biblical when you think about it. You know, and I have to look at the fact I started my show because I had a story to tell. And I had ears that were ready to listen to other people's story. And I also had a mouth that was available to be used as a vessel of empowerment and encouragement, as well as inspiration and deliverance to the people of God. And as the song said, I made myself available. And I never tried to set out to, you know, I didn't try to be an Oprah or be a Tyler Perry or outdo them or outdo anybody. I did it because I felt like it was, as the scripture told me in Isaiah, even with the radio and the media, the spirit of the Lord was upon me at that time. And Dr. Seward, I can tell you this. I launched in June of 2012, and I kind of share this with you and your listeners to let you know how, when it's your time, it's just your time.
Yes,
you know, I launched in June of 2012. Do you not know by September of that same year, I was already interviewing Tyler Perry cast members on the red carpet? In September 2012.
Oh, that's right.
Two cast members from the show The Haves and the Have Nots, which is all on my social media where we chronicle, everybody can see the timeline. They can also see on the link of the show where Tyler LaPree was our first, he plays Benny on The Haves and the Have Nots. He was my first celebrity guest on my show, on a little bitty show. I mean, it was a little bitty show starting out of nothing, but I learned this a lot of times, and I hope I say this to encourage everybody listening, and I hope it encourages you as well, Dr. Sims. No matter how small it may look to man, but if you got God backing you, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Come on. Come on now. Make the claim, Bishop.
You know, I try to tell people, because when I started, I didn't have a million-dollar budget. I didn't have a lot of producers. I didn't have a lot of advertisement. Here I was. We had just launched in June of 2012, and just through God opening the door and me being persistent and determined, I got in touch with Tyler LaPree directly on social media, and he was asking me, he said, I'm going to be down in your area in Columbia in September for some kind of, it was an educational fundraiser, and I was telling him how much I enjoyed the show. He said, would you come out and support me? I said, listen, I will come out and support you. I'll be there before you get there under one condition. If you agree to be a guest on my show, he said, you got it. And not only did he agree to be a guest on my show, he made the arrangements that when I got there to the church where the fundraiser was being held in South Carolina, he had the event coordinator have my credentials for entry for free there that night.
Ain't that all right?
Yes. And so when people go to my Facebook page, they'll see me and him standing there grinning ear to ear with our suit. So that was the night he was my first celebrity guest, and I will always be grateful for him agreeing to be my first celebrity guest. Then the guy that plays or had played his father on it was my guest the following week. And then I had another guest that him and I were Facebook friends. He's a native of Raleigh. He's Kent Falcon from the Tyler Perry Show, for better or for worse. So all of this happened in the same within weeks of each other.
Oh, that's awesome, man. And now I can say that I know somebody that knows somebody. attitude, and you would definitely have that for myself. Now, listen, give out your contact information very quickly so that we can keep up with you, following you, and make sure that we just keep our eyes on you, man. But I'm telling you, you are my brother from another mother.
It's an honor. It's indeed an honor and a honor to be a guest on your show, and I thank you for the wonderful words, because really, you have no idea. You have encouraged me today, and it's an honor. And I have all kinds of ways that people can reach me. I'm on Facebook.com/ Bobby, BobbyDarylGirl, MCGIRG. You'll see me get out of a stretch limo. That's the big picture. And then there's a little picture of me with a suit on over in the corner. You'll know you're at the right page. I'm on Twitter, Bobby Darryl Girl. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Google Hangout. You just type in that weird last name of Gert, MCGIRG. You will see that with me with a black suit in front of a gold curtain coming up. But you can reach us at the office at 910-813-8525. You can email us at the McGirt Show, THEMCGIRT, at Outlook.com. That's also if you're booking me for speaking engagements or ministry engagements. I do both, as well as you can write us if you're sending donations or anything for the International Outreach Ministry Program and the Cancer Awareness Initiative that we do for men and women, we can help them to get the word out, to help them be able to help combat the spread of cancer. My office address is 2664 Timber Drive, Suite 103, Guarda, North Carolina. Just designate which program you want your donation to be designated for, and we will set that aside because we're trying to combat the spread of cancer in all forms for men and women. It doesn't just attack women, men and women, everybody. Diseases and tragedy don't care who you are, but we try to make it for everybody.
Oh, man, that is awesome. Listen, my brother, I thank you for these few moments. I appreciate you. I love what you're doing. And you have just blessed us today, man. And I am so thankful that God has ordained it so for you. And I've had a thought. And I thank God for you, man. And I speak blessings over you and make you so high as God would have you. So I just make sure you just rise.
It has truly been an honor, and it's an honor to be here. I do agree, this was destiny. This was pure destiny.
Man, I'm talking to you. Well, listen, everybody, that has been Brother Bobby McGirt. Praise God, and I thank God for what he's doing. You've got his contact information, and I'm just glad that I can say that I know him, and he's my brother from another mother. God, y'all hold tight. And don't turn that down. You're not going anywhere. And when we come back, we're going to continue to talk about how you can promote yourself, self-promotion without self-promotion. So you've got to type, lean back, keep that notebook open. We're going to give you some more notes to help you be able to self-promote without self-promoting. This is Dr. Walter Sam, host of the Dr. Walter Sam Show.
Well, you heard it there, and you heard it from Dr. Walter Sims, on the Motivational Show. I had a chance to share a little bit of my journey of my life. Again, I thank all of you, all of our listeners. I thank you for tuning in every week. You watch us every week. You tune in to us every week on blogtalkradio.com/ The McGirt. Some of you follow us on Instagram, The McGirt Show, Twitter, Bobby Darryl McGirt. I thank you so much for you've stuck it out with me throughout the 13 years, and we intend to bring you even more. If you know someone that has a story that is compelling, and it must be true, it must be accurate, because we will dig, we will investigate it before we post you on the show, that will be inspiring, accurate, undisputable, but empowering and enlightening and enrichment to someone out there who's going through that same thing or worse. Email our producer, Mr. Mike Mantle, as well as Mr. Tony McNeil at the McGirt Show at outlook.com/ The McGirt. And if you are a business owner and you want to advertise with the McGirt Show, being that we have such an extraordinary reach, you want to promote your business and be visible, call our local office at 910-813-8525, as well as email us at the McGirt Show at outlook.com. Thank you so much for being there with us throughout this awesome journey, and we're going to go even further and even higher. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful 4th of July.